The speaker, the microphone is muted. The microphone.
Mr. Akram, your microphone is not muted. We hear you perfectly.
Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you. There was some, sorry, Dr. De Prater, there was some confusion about the microphone because on my laptop, it was showing that I am muted. Anyway, so thank you. Thank you, distinguished chair, for giving me the floor. And I'd like to greet all the members of the expert mechanism, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to address you in my capacity as chair rapporteur of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Right to Development and to take part in this coordination meeting of mechanisms dealing with the right to development. It has been a year since our last exchange at the second session of the expert mechanism, and I'm encouraged to see the important work that you have been undertaking to advance the implementation of the right to development. Unfortunately, the working group did not meet last year due to the pandemic restrictions. Its 21st session, originally scheduled in May 2020, was instead held virtually from 17 to 21 May 2021. The working group had an interactive dialogue with the chair of the expert mechanism and the special rapporteur on the right to development during this session. The working group also heard general statements by representatives of 22 states, one intergovernmental organization, and 12 civil society organizations. States noted, among other issues, that the realization to the right to development was essential for both human development and the enjoyment of civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights. The current global circumstances due to the COVID pandemic made it more urgent now than ever before to take concrete measures to realize the right to development as a universal and inalienable human right. Several states stressed that a legally binding instrument could ensure that the operationalization of the right to development becomes a priority in achieving the sustainable development goals. This challenging objective would require everyone to demonstrate flexibility, cooperation, and goodwill. However, a group of states was not in favor of an international legally binding instrument on the right to development. They did not believe that such an instrument was an appropriate or efficient mechanism for realizing the right to development. At the 21st session, the working group commenced consideration of a draft convention on the right to development prepared by a group of 5 experts under my guidance as the chair. 2 of these members are part of the expert mechanism, and I would like to express my deepest appreciation for their invaluable support and contribution to this challenging task. Every effort was made during the drafting process to ensure transparency and participation by all stakeholders. Member states and observer states, specialized agencies, and other intergovernmental organizations with observer status, national human rights institutions with A status, and NGOs with a CASOC consultative status were all invited to submit comments and textual suggestions on the draft convention. To date, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has received 11 submissions from member states, 5 from intergovernmental entities, 7 national human rights institutions, and 41 from non-governmental organizations. In terms of substance, the draft convention is deliberately based on existing international instruments and decisions that enjoy consensus support among member states. This is to ensure acceptance of the convention among all stakeholders. At the next working group session, scheduled to take place from 22nd to 26th November 2021. The draft text of the convention, along with the inputs received, would be taken up in the working group. Member states will have to decide on the process for moving forward with the draft with a view to its final adoption. I have at different occasions reiterated my invitation to all member states to engage in this process in a collaborative and constructive spirit. I will also be holding informal consultations with different geopolitical groups prior to the start of the next session. The resolution on the right to development adopted by the last session of the Human Rights Council calls for continued consideration of the draft convention and requests me as the chair rapporteur to submit a revised draft to the 23rd session of the working group next year in May. The resolution also requests the High Commissioner to engage experts for continued provision of necessary advice, inputs, and expertise to the chair rapporteur. In this context, I will therefore have the privilege to continue my engagement with all of you. The working group has invited a member of the expert mechanism to participate in its upcoming session in November. I also note that the expert mechanism has proposed to work on a commentary to the Declaration on the Right to Development. You have my full support, as I have no doubt that this will assist member states in their negotiations. I strongly believe that greater synergy between the expert mechanism, the special rapporteur, and the working group will significantly contribute to the promotion and implementation of the right to development. I would also welcome other suggestions that you may have as we build momentum in the working group during this decisive phase. I thank you very much, Mr. Chair.